You should be expecting some big decisions from the United States Supreme Court today. The question is, will the census issue be answered today? This is a big deal. The census issue affects everybody. As we've discussed on this program in the past, currently, and going by estimates, the state of California has somewhere between 5 and 7 members of Congress that it should not have, that gives it a disproportionate amount of power, not only in Congress on a daily basis, but more importantly, in presidential elections and so forth. Let me give you an example. After the upcoming census, it's entirely likely that a state like Ohio will lose a seat in Congress. Michigan will lose a seat in Congress, and that is a continuing trend. States like Montana should pick one up. Washington will pick one up. California might try to pick up another one. Texas could pick up another one. And as you look at illegal aliens, it takes about 750,000 individuals to account for a seat in Congress on average. Montana currently at the worst of that ratio at about 1.1 million for its single member of Congress. That's why they might pick up a second. But here's the problem. If you've got 3.5 or 4 million people living illegally in the state of California, which is the estimate, I think that estimate is low, but let's take that number and use it for the application of this conversation. Then you've got 5 members of Congress that simply don't belong. At 4 million people living in California illegally, you've got 5 members of Congress that shouldn't be there because they're representing non-citizens. And it's my crazy belief, my insane right-wing belief, that members of Congress should actually represent American citizens. It's a crazy notion, I realize. Think about this. Yeah, just around Houston, Texas, it's estimated that the number of illegals living in and around Houston, Texas, is between 800,000 and 900,000 individuals. That's a member of Congress right there just in that city. All right. And so when you look at states like Michigan that has a very small illegal alien population, or New York that has a smaller illegal alien population, and you see seats in Congress and representation going to places that have large populations of illegals, that's a problem, because here you have states like California that are flaunting openly federal law, ignoring it altogether, and saying, we're not going to enforce the law. In fact, we're going to go a step further. We'll be a sanctuary state. We will protect illegals being here. Oh, and then, by the way, we demand those people get counted so we get more representation in Congress. I believe that as a citizen of a state like Michigan that's going to lose a seat in Congress, that I have a claim against California for counting illegals and therefore putting its thumb on the scale illegally, ignoring federal law, and then taking advantage of the power politically that it offers the state by ignoring federal law. How could anything be more clear? Not to mention the amount of federal money that follows the number of citizens you have. Federal money that's taken from states and then allocated back to California or wherever. Other states that have big illegal populations include states like Texas and Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, but also states like New York and Illinois and Florida. Do they take advantage of the financial circumstances to get more money into their coffers they wouldn't otherwise be entitled to? And the answer, quite simply, is yes. Yes, they do. And so when it comes to this question of the census, it is extremely important. Furthermore, the gerrymandering question is also before this court. Gerrymandering, that's when the political parties that are in charge in the different state capitals and so forth had the opportunity to redraw legislative districts throughout their states. Well, historically speaking, this has gone on from the beginning of time. They gerrymander the districts. They try to put, for example, they put all the Democrats in one place. This was done in North Carolina, claim the Democrats filing suit in the Supreme Court. This was done to Republicans in Maryland because there's 2 cases before the court, one from North Carolina, one from Maryland. One where the Democrats say they got the short end of it. One where the Republicans say they got the short end of it. And these are important cases. But here is the real point before the Supreme Court. And our Constitution is very good about pointing this out. If it's a political question, which this is, gerrymandering is a political question, elections have consequences, if you will. And should the courts be weighing in on something that can be rectified at the ballot box? Oftentimes, courts have been reluctant to do that. So this is a critical question before the Supreme Court. Again, these answers could come down today, as it's Monday and there are only 6 days left in June, and we expect to see, there's still like another 18 cases, I think, something of that nature, 18 cases to be you know, put forth, reveal the decisions handed down in the next handful of days. Keep that in mind. Let's see here. Some investigations continue in the state of Minnesota. In the state of Minnesota, the Star Tribune out of Minneapolis, the big newspaper there in her hometown, calling into question once again whether or not Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was actually married to her brother as a scam to get around immigration law. Did she defraud immigration law in America to become a citizen? It appears ever more likely that she did. New investigative documents released by a state agency have given fresh life to the lingering questions about her marital history. You see, she was allegedly married to, Ahmed Nur Said Elmi for 2 years, but she never lived with the man. She never had a domicile with the man. Instead, she stayed with a husband that she's had the entire time and continues to live with to this day, whom she has children with. And she's refusing to talk about it. She's refusing to release any of those documents, any of those papers. Well, the Minnesota Minneapolis Star Tribune is a far-left paper, as so many of them are today. No surprise there. And this paper is saying that the campaign efforts to keep the story out of the press, to cover it up, to keep it in the shadows, continues even more aggressively today. It seems that Ilhan Omar has something to hide. And it seems becoming more and more obvious. She accuses anybody that investigates the story as being fake journalists and bigoted blogs doing so. Well, the case seems to revolve around whether or not she married her brother to defraud immigration law, which looks ever more likely. And if she did that, she would not be eligible for the seat in Congress she currently holds. She should be removed immediately by the state of Minnesota and by federal officials in Congress. Well, keep an eye on this. It'll be explosive. Racism, bigots, that's what you'll hear. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back on a Monday.